Tatan, opening the sutra. Hoshan's knowing how to beat the drum. Hoshan imparted some words saying, cultivating study is called learning. Cutting off study is called nearness. Going beyond these two is to be considered real going beyond. A monk came forward and asked, what is real going beyond? Sean said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again he asked, what is the real truth? Sean said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again he asked, mind is Buddha. I'm not asking about this. What is not mind and not Buddha? Sean said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again he asked, when a transcendent man comes, how do you receive him? Sean said, knowing how to beat the drum. The central character of this koan, Hoshan, is a mystery. The names he goes by are Hoshan, Kasan, Wasan, and Fayet. Sometimes trying to find somebody in all of the sources I have is detective work. First of all, there's the problem of the name or names. And there are usually three spelling possibilities. Two are Chinese, Wade Giles and Pinyin, which is what is currently used. And then there's the Japanese spelling. For instance, our Papa Chaucho in Wade Giles is Chaocho Tsung Chen. In Pinyin is, and that's spelled C-H-A-O-C-H-O-U. In Pinyin it's spelled Z-H-A-O-Z-H-O-U, pronounced similarly Chaocho, only as Konchen. And in Japanese is Joshu Jushin. And that's an easy one. Fortunately, Tom Kirshner in his book Entangling Vines has a pretty good listing of names of the Zen masters in all three forms. So sometimes it's relatively easy to find someone. But sometimes the search is futile, as this Zen master Hoshan or Kasan or Wasan. In none of the sources in my collection of books have I found any of the variations of this name. Sekida, in his commentary on the koan in his book Two Zen Classics, tells us that Kasan's dates are 861-960 and that Kasan enters Seppo's monastery. Seppo, in Pinyin, is Shui Feng Yukon. After Seppo's death, according to Sekida, Kasan went to Kyuho's monastery, Jufing Daoqing, and succeeded him as his Dharma heir. But in the lineage chart published by Wisdom together with Andy Ferguson's Zen Chinese Heritage, indeed Zeppo and Kyuho are on the lineage chart, but no Dharma heir follows Kyuho. The line ends with Kyuho, and Sekida doesn't tell you his sources. So Hoshan, Wasan, or Kesan, or Fayen do not make it at all anywhere on the lineage chart. Anyhow, but I found another koan similar to this one. One day the master Qian said to his congregation, if the universe is made into a drum and Mount Sumeru into a drumstick, who can play? The congregation did not know how to answer. When someone quoted this story to Master Nanchuan, he remarked, Master Wang, and that's his family name, by the way, himself, Master Wang does not beat this broken drum. Independently, Master Fayen, Ho-chan, remarked, Master Wang does not beat it. Anyhow, some background comments. In his commentary on the cone in the Blue Cliff Rocket, Wan Wu quotes Yunmen. He says, Shui Feng's rolling a ball, Hoshan's beating the drum, the national teacher's bowl of water, and Chow Cho's drink some tea, all indications of the absolutes. And in the Secrets of the Blue Cliff Record, Tenke has some wonderful comments. He says, shallow learning, deep enlightenment. Deep learning, no enlightenment. He also says, knowing how to beat a drum is a transcendent and conceivable door of teaching, where even the tests of Buddhas and Zen masters cannot reach, in the food, in the drink, just as is. And then there's a wonderful last line of Shui Tao's poem on this koan. He says, the sweet is sweet and the bitter is bitter. And Tenke says of these words, sweet, bitter, you'll know when you taste and see. Don't mistake the flavor. Reflections. In preparing for this koan, I asked Margaret to fetch one of the drums in the zendo, and then I began drumming. I tried all sorts of beats, as well as I was able to, with my limited dexterity. Then I just beat the drum, softly, with my fingers. A few mornings later, it came to me. I remember two experiences I had with the drum. The first was in the 50s. I decided to go to Paraguay to join a religious community called the Budol. The first stop was Havana, where I was to catch a freighter on which I had booked passage. The freighter was called the Riena del Pacifico. I hitchhiked from Boston to Miami, then took a small plane to Havana, and I arrived in the late afternoon. The first thing I noticed as I got off the plane and boarded a bus to Havana was a tap, 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 tapping of drums. It seemed everybody, boys, men, girls, women, had a small drum in their hands, cradled in their armpits, on their knees, in one hand, with the other hand free to tap. And everybody was tapping on their drums. They were part of their drums, the drums were part of them. They and the drums were one. Then when I got to the city of Havana, the drumming was crazy. You couldn't get away from the sound of the drum. It was everywhere, on the streets, in the hallways leading to the apartments, on the sidewalk tables in front of the restaurants. To my amazement, they even talked while they were drumming. Like, how you doing? Diddle-diddle-dum. How are you? And they conversed with the drum. I don't give due justice. Later in the evening, the drumming was really intense. The rhythms were exotic, quick, complicated, exciting. And somehow they were comforting. They swung in a way I had never before experienced, and I've never since. The next experience took place in Nigeria during the 60s. I was working for the American Friends Service Committee, AFSC. There was a major civil war taking place in Nigeria. The combatants were two tribes, the Yoruba, the larger of the two tribes that populated the major cities and staffed the government, and the smaller tribe were the Igbo, who lived in the country, in the bush, away from the major cities. The AFSC had a medical mission deep in Igbo territory in a little village called Ikat Usen, and decided to send two of their national fundraisers to Nigeria for a month's visit so as to return and give first-hand report to AFSC donors and hopefully raise more money for the Nigerian effort. I was one of the two. While with the team at Ikat Usen, we had, being Quakers, a silent meeting for worship every morning. One morning, however, before the meeting, a group of around six Nigerians came to the camp. They said they saw the AFSC logos on the trucks as they passed through their village, and they traced us and found us. They said they had formed an informal group which met daily for meeting for worship, and that they wanted to meet with us. However, they said sheepishly that they used a drum during their meeting. And is that okay? And they produced their drum. And it was something like the size of this one. The way they used it was simply to quietly beat it during worship. Sometimes, they said, when the meeting was really together, the drum became the heartbeat of the meeting. We sat with them and with the drum. Reflecting on these memories, then, the morning came when it came to me that the real going beyond is beating the drum. The real truth is beating the drum. The mind is, or the mind is and is not Buddha, is beating the drum. That the transcendent is beating the drum. That the rolling ball, the bowl of water, the drinking of tea is beating the drum. We all know that it is impossible to beat the drum unless you become the drum. You become the beating. You become the sound of the drum, like the wonderful taiko drummers. When a taiko drummer drums, there's no stick, no arm, no person, no drum. There is just beating of the drum and the incredible sounds. When everything is gone, then there is beating the drum. The shallow learning or deep learning, deep or no enlightenment, is beating the drum. The beating of the drum is drinking tea, tasting for yourself the bitter and the sweet. That the bitter is beating the drum. The sweet is beating the drum. That your beating heart is beating the drum. And that the teaching of this koan is to strip it all away. The learning, the Buddhas, the shallow learning, the deep learning. The mind is Buddha, the mind is not Buddha. The miles of kin-in you have walked. The hundreds of koans you have passed or failed. The many degrees, jukais, tokudos, denkais, denbos, whatever knowledge you may or may not have, and especially whatever opinions, fixed or negotiable, you may have, strip them all away. Drop the ball. As Papa Dogen pleads, drop body, drop mind, and beat the drum. Hoshan imparted some words saying, cultivating study is called learning. Cutting off study is called nearness. Going beyond these two is to be considered real going beyond. A monk came forward and asked, what is real going beyond? Shan said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again the monk asked, what is the real truth? Shan said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again he asked, mind is Buddha. I'm not asking about this. What is not mind and not Buddha? Shan said, knowing how to beat the drum. Again he asked, when a transcendent person comes, how do you receive him or her? Sean said, knowing how to beat the drum. At this point, I'll pass the drum around in case anybody would like to beat it. Can do better than that.
Where do you learn how to beat the drum? There's no certain, there's no way of, you just do it, right?
Just beat it.
Yeah.
Do you have to beat it like this, or you can beat it anyhow you want?
Any way you want.
There's no sound.
In Daisan, often one can tell the state of the student's mind when he or she comes in, before they come in, by the way they open the door, by the way they enter, by the way they bow, you can tell. And it came to me as the drum went around that it'll be different if we do it again, but the beating said something. We communicated in the ways that we didn't realize. And of course the teachers were the ultimate, especially Margaret. Some were shy. You were very inventive. Some were a little tentative. Interesting how we communicate in so many ways. Isn't that wonderful?
We had a sitting group at our house for a long, long time, and we have something that Lillian found, which is it's not consistent at all. And so I would usually ring the bell, but you could never get, I mean, just, okay, I'm ready for just, you know, and you'd get a nice tone the first time, but the second or third, it would just, you know, nothing. Or once in a while, you'd get three good tones out of it. And I don't know what that magic is. Maybe it's a different bell, but it's something else to it.
No, that one is... You can get many different sounds out of that one, too.
So what is music?
You asking me?
Anybody.
Thank you.
Isn't it an expression of oneness?
Yeah, it's possible. That's why I've had, over the years, so much trouble making music, is that I haven't been ripe yet to be one.
I don't know about that, Deborah. I think some people just find it in different places. I'm sure there are places, things that you are such a natural at that you experience that while doing them. You know, music's just not one of them, I guess. Not for me either.
But I keep trying. I'll make it sometime. But I was thinking that the drum could be any instrument.
Yeah.
It could be a home log. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're playing. And it reaches far beyond the instrument.
Mm.
And it connects things. Music is a very big, is something very big.
But I think the drum could be your garden. The drum could be a baseball. The drum could be a canvas and some paints.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the key?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to do it.
And what's the key to knowing how to do it?
Just doing it.
What's the key to hitting a baseball?
Focus. I mean, no.
Come on, tell us.
Not thinking. You can't hit and think at the same time.
He's quoting Yogi Berra.
Poppy only had heard that.
I used to shoot on a skeet with a shotgun, and I took lessons and so on, and I'd get about half of them or something, and invariably, if I hadn't done it for a while, and I went. The only time I shot 23 out of 25 was when I had done it in about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
When I was just, the minute I started thinking, forget about it.
I find that with bowling, Dan, my bowling score is like awful almost always. But if I haven't gone in like a year, I'll get a halfway decent score, and then the second game it just.
Jane Kenyon has a poem, which I can't do justice to, but the essence of it is, there's an animal here who knows how to write this poem, and I just have to get out of the way.
Mm. Want to present your mom to us?
This is my mom. her name is Violetta, and I love her. Is there anything you want to say?
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming.
Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it, the enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it, the enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it, creations are numberless. I vow to free them, delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow.